right across the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you.
Yeah, it's Romy Gonzalez.
Romy, so, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What has this experience been like?
I mean, like you said, it's every kid's dream, you know, and I'm living it out. I'm super grateful, super blessed, you know, that I'm here. Yeah, man, it's an incredible experience, and I'm, you know, just like I said, very grateful to be here.
So, you know, most kids watch this game on TV, and they think that you get drafted, you're in the big leagues next day. I mean, what's this role like? What has it been like for you?
Yeah, that's definitely not the case. Yeah, so I signed in 2018, and, you know, every organization's got a minor league system you got to run through. Yeah, man, it's tough. Don't get me wrong. It's obviously a dream, you know, being given the opportunity to ultimately reach here one day, potentially. A lot of guys don't end up making it. Yeah, man, it's a tough road, man. But you know, you just put your head down, work hard, and you know, anything can happen.
So, what's that minor league life, or what was minor league life for you?
Man, I remember my first season, my first full season in Kannapolis. It was extremely long, you know, playing 140 games. I'd never done that. Yeah, man, you just learn. It's definitely a learning process. It's great, you know, we learn about our bodies, our game, and, you know, how to come and prepare every day and just work.
So you find out, you know, playing high school, college, where you play maybe 3, 4, 5 games with me, couple days off, that don't happen when you cross into pro ball.
Oh yeah, it's a totally different animal. Yeah, like you said, playing every day, getting minimal days off, it's not easy. You know, you got to really take care of your body off the field as much as on the field. But yeah, man, it's a test for sure.
And then I hear minor league food not quite like major leagues.
Oh, not even close, man. Honestly though, in the past 2 years, they've made big strides with you know, preparing our bodies and giving us better quality food. I remember my first year, man, I must have lost about 20 pounds, man. I couldn't eat the food, man. I'm a picky eater. It was tough, man. I had to make my own breakfast, lunch, because I couldn't eat what they were putting out.
That peanut butter, jelly, ramen noodles, man. Is what they're doing.
That's the minor league steak right there, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's what we call it, the minor league steak.
And then, you know, I heard about some of the motel stories, not hotels.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. Some of these hotels we get put up at are just, you know, terrible. You know, got bed bugs and roaches, dirty sheets. Man, the list goes on and on, but...
Oh, that only happens in the movies now.
Yeah, no, it happens in real life. But yeah, man, just, you know, going through all that, looking back, you know, you'll never forget those moments. And, you know, finally being able to be here in the major leagues, you know, getting treated like a major leaguer, it's incredible.
I think Torrey Hunter told me a story about when they were on their way to the game and the bus broke down and alligators surrounded the bus.
Stuff like that happens all the time. My first year we were in Great Falls, Montana. I remember the bus, no air conditioning on the bus, and we had like a 10-hour drive. It was the worst experience I've ever dealt with. Like, dude, it's mad. And you got the whole team, all the staff on the bus, everyone has their shirts off, they're in pretty much their underwear. Going 10 hours, man, it was terrible.
Well, you know, I used to do a summer travel team. Okay. I used to own a school bus company, so we used one of the buses for the summer during the season.
Yeah.
And I think I remember some of them trips.
Yeah, man, definitely, dude. It's but like I said, looking back, man, it's incredible. You know, going through all that and just finally being here, it's awesome.
And then when you get up into the big leagues, all of a sudden it's 4-5-star hotels.
Yeah.
chef in the locker room, in the locker room, you can order pretty much what you want.
Yep.
Fly everywhere. Big, I mean,
yeah. No,
can
no
you
more,
do any
no,
better?
You can't. You know, no more sharing rooms. You can get your own room. Traveling, private. It's the best. Can't ask for anything more.
Man, you're not going back.
Nah, never. I'm gonna scratch and claw my way to stay up here for sure.
So, you know, and I've always told my guys, getting to the big leagues is one thing,
yeah.
But once you get here, you throw all that out the window.
Oh yeah,
because it all starts over.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, you know, getting here is one thing. Staying here is a completely different thing. Yeah. You know, you just, like I said, you got to put your head down, work hard, and you know, anything can happen. Just go 100% every day.
So what is it like hitting a major league pitcher?
I mean, these guys are, you know, the best of the best, players in the world competing against each other. It's amazing. You know, these guys don't make many mistakes. They know what you don't want to hit, and they attack it. So you got to be patient enough to know your game and stay within your game. Because if you start playing into the pitcher's hands, you're in for a long, long day.
And one thing I've learned about the big leagues is college, high school, you get behind in the count, you sit on the fastball.
Yeah.
Hear a pitcher throw you anything, anytime, any count.
Yeah, all these up here, these guys in hitters counts, you're not they're not going to group a fastball where you want to hit it. Are you crazy? It's a big league. They're throwing you changeups and sliders and all that. Well, it's great. You know, they throw them for strikes. But yeah, man, it's tough. Definitely tough.
So do you sit back and kind of pinch yourself like I'm really here?
Oh, every day. I mean, this is my job. This is my office. A Major League Baseball park, I can't beat it.
So you're in the elite 750 club.
Yeah, it's incredible. Truly, truly a blessing.
So, I mean, what is it like having 20,000, 30,000 fans screaming for you at home and against you on the road?
It's amazing, man. Just you feed off that energy. It's like no other. It's hard to describe. You know, that adrenaline rush you get in big moments or making a big play, it's incredible.
Having kids coming up to you asking for your autograph?
It's amazing, man. It's crazy.
What would you give in exchange for this?
Nothing. Nothing. This is it, man. It doesn't get much better than this.
And, you know, who were some of your mentors growing up?
Oh, man, my dad. My dad and my grandfather. They're big sport guys, and, you know, I've modeled myself after my dad and my grandfather. You know, they're hardworking men. You know, they came over here from Cuba with nothing. Mm-hmm. They built a life for me and my family that, you know, it's crazy. You know, they couldn't scratch two pennies together back in the day when they came over here. So yeah, man, I try to be like them. Just work as hard as I can, make no excuses, and get after it every day.
Thoughts about being in Chicago?
Love it, man. The city's great. I love it. You know, being from Miami, I'm a big city guy. So you know, I love the city. Great city, great food, great people. Crowd's great. I mean, can't ask for much more.
So let me ask this last question. We got that call up. You're going to the big leagues. You walked in the locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It was an out-of-body experience, man. Like, I couldn't even tell you what I felt. It's a blur. It's really a blur. But yeah, man, just looking back and just trying to relive those moments, man. It's incredible just walking in for the first time and seeing your name on a big league jersey and a big league locker room, especially on this team with a bunch of stars. You know, there's a lot of star power on this team, so it was awesome.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got cried when I
got the ball. I probably got somebody admit they cry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A lot of guys do, man, especially when they get the call. Not so much in the locker room, but yeah, man, when I got the call, I called my parents. Everybody was crying. It was very emotional.
First hit?
First hit was nuts. It was in Oakland last year. Yeah, man, that was great getting out of the way. Andrew Chafin.
Don't forget that first home run.
First home run was this year off of Aaron Sanchez. Yeah.
Coach Jakey Youngs is behind the scenes with the man, RG.
There we go.
All right, appreciate
you, man.
Thanks a lot.